"I fancy you must sing again, Mauser, my handsome," said Tom, "for your voice seems to soothe the sea like the sirens of old." So Mauser sang again, longer and louder than she had ever sung before. Indeed, old Tom was forced to block up his ears so that her siren song should not distract him from the business of fishing. And again the great storm cat paused in his play and sang with her until the nets were safely shot. All day they fished in a seething sea. The waves were so high and the clouds so low that they soon lost sight of the shore. And all the time the great storm cat played with the little boat, striking it and then loosing it, but never quite sinking it. And whenever his claws grew too sharp, Mauser would sing to him to soften the edge of his anger. As evening came down, they hauled in the nets. Into the belly of the boat tumbled ling and launces, scad, hake and fairmaids, enough fish for a whole cauldron of morgy broth, enough pilchards for half a hundred stargazy pies. "Mauser, my handsome, we are all safe," said old Tom, "if we can but bring this haul home to harbour." But Mauser knew that the great storm cat would strike when he saw them run for the shelter of the Mousel. She knew that the game serves only to sharpen the appetite for the feast to follow. "It is his meal or mine," thought Mauser, as she looked at the floundering fish in the belly of the boat. Blue, green and silver, they glistened in the greyness. It made her mouth water to look at them. As she thought of the morgy broth murmuring on top of the range, the stargazy pie growing golden in the oven, Mauser began to purr. And her purring rose like a hymn to home above the noise of the great storm cat's howling.